I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, she's been called the mother of hip-hop, Sylvia Robinson. She died yesterday, and we'll pay tribute to her in just a few minutes. But first, we're going to continue our weekly political conversation with Mary Kate Carey, columnist and blogger for U.S. News and World Report, also former speechwriter for President George H.W. Bush, Maria Teresa Kumar, executive director of Voto Latino. That's the nonpartisan organization that encourages Latinos to be civically engaged, and Cynthia Tucker, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and professor of journalism at the University of Georgia. You know, before the break, we were talking about whether both political parties are really making an effort to appeal, particularly to Latinos who have demonstrated a willingness to be a swing vote. And we were talking about whether there's an opening for Republicans. So then let's talk about Rick Perry. On the one hand, conservatives are criticizing him for supporting in-state tuition for undocumented immigrants, and they're also criticizing him for his position regarding the HPV vaccine. So who knows him? Do you know him at all?
I don't know him. I have been spending a lot of time in Texas because we're actually looking. We see right. an opening. And I think what it's taking a step back with Rick Perry and basically the Republicans right now, the Tea Party, they're very much with these immigration laws basically saying, look, federal government isn't doing anything, so we're going to make our laws, and what about state rights? State rights trump everything. But then all of a sudden you have Rick Perry who basically says, okay, in my state, we're going to provide in-state tuition for undocumented. And then there's an uproar among the conservative party, but that's states' rights. So right now what they're trying to do is they're trying to have it both ways. And I think that is – I think that's where the challenge is going to come in when you're going to go more on the national stage.
But, you know, we say that people are trying to have it both ways when we don't like them. When we like them, they say they have nuance.
A balanced approach.
They're enlightened.
Mary Kate, the other interesting thing about Rick Perry is that the governor's wife, Anita Perry – has suddenly become the subject of a couple of profiles, people pointing out her influence on his politics. Mm-hmm. What do you make of that?
Well, here's what we learned. I'm not from Texas, so Anita Perry is new to me this week. Longest serving first lady in Texas, originally trained as a nurse, and very passionate about women and children's health. She had some opinions about HPV vaccine and expressed those to him. And on one hand, the people to his left can say, wow, he's actually pretty open-minded. He was open to suggestion. People to his right can say, well, it was his wife. It wasn't really him. So he can sort of have it both ways, and it actually is kind of an asset, I think. He looks enlightened, as we're saying, balanced, and yet at the same time came out what, you know, I assume we all think is probably the right side of this
issue.
Well,
it's interesting. The HPV vaccine, and for those who don't recall, it is a vaccine that prevents some forms of cervical cancer. And it's been controversial because on the one hand, it requires a number of shots and it has to be done during adolescence to be maximally effective. But what it is interesting is that he's taken such a minimalist position around government involvement in people's lives in other areas, except for this.
Right, right. And the interesting thing, too, about this is the Michelle Bachmann angle of her attacking him on this. You know, I am a mother of teenage girls and struggled with this decision when they were younger because the vaccine was so new. And there was a legitimate thing of, is this thing really safe? But once you got past that decision, I think she was right to criticize him on doing it as an executive order and not going through the legislature when it was somewhat controversial. Where she overreached was anecdotal, unsupported accusations that this somehow causes mental retardation and that sort of backfired on her.
We're talking about this week's political news with Mary Kate Carey of U.S. News and World Report, Maria Teresa Kumar of Voto Latino, and Cynthia Tucker, University of Georgia journalism professor and Pulitzer Prize winner. We were again talking about the whole question of swing voters and whether the parties are actually interested in appealing to minority voters, whether both parties are actually interested in competing for their votes. Just want to raise this interesting point. A Fox News poll out this week has Herman Cain leapfrogging to the top tier of candidates and at the same time making these controversial remarks about black voters. I'll play that clip. Here it is.
Many African Americans have been brainwashed into not being open-minded, not even considering a conservative point of view. I have received some of that same vitriol simply because I am running for the Republican nomination as a conservative. So it's just brainwashing and people not being open-minded.
This is one of those where, Cynthia, I just feel like your head's about to explode right off your neck. Tell us why.
It is so condescending for Herman Cain to suggest that black voters do not have the sense to look at each party's platforms, policies, and tone, quite frankly, and decide which party better represents their interest. And I would suggest that a black man running for high office should be especially sensitive to this notion that black voters as a bloc don't have good sense.
It is. Can I just say one thing? You remember those comments that President Obama made in the 2008 election where he was recorded by a blogger who did not disclose her identity? It was at a fundraiser.
Indeed.
That was supposed to be closed press, where he talked about voters who cling to their guns and
guns
their religion.
And mm-hmm.
Isn't that something that people do? They sort of imply that it couldn't possibly be the case that you wouldn't love me. It's got to be that you're brainwashed if you don't love me. But it is curious to me that this...
Well, one of the things that is true about Herman Cain is that he has been a businessman. But what he has done for the last several years is be a conservative radio talk show host. And in that forum, you are encouraged to say the most provocative, the most outrageous things. But when you start running for the Republican nomination for the presidency, some impulse control has to kick in. And you have to learn not to say the most provocative, the most outrageous things. And he hasn't switched off.
Mary Kay, before I let you go, I'm dying to know, what's your assessment of the race right now?
Yeah. When you ask me about the state of play of the Republican field, I've been likening it to the dating game back in the 70s, where you had the three bachelorettes. The clock is running down, and we're going to have to make a choice by the end of the show. And what we're hoping for, if you will recall, is they used to have the secret Tom Selleck, who sometimes would pop out, and you'd have some celebrity back there that the bachelorettes didn't know was back there, you know? And so I think we're all hoping for some kind of secret Tom Selleck to come forward who can unite the party, be a unifying figure that we can all sort of get behind. And we can't see behind the curtain yet. We're waiting. The bachelorettes are waiting here.
Well, that sums up our situation perfectly.
Thank you.
Mary Kate Carey is a columnist and blogger for U.S. News and World Report. She's also a former speechwriter for President George H.W. Bush. Cynthia Tucker is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and a professor of journalism at the University of Georgia. And Maria Teresa Kumar is the executive director of Voto Latino. That's a nonpartisan organization that encourages Latinos to be civically engaged. They were all here with us in our Washington, D.C. studio. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Michelle.